What church did your family belong to?
King Chapel.
King's Chapel in Pendleton.
That's
right. Oh, is that
Baptist? The biggest college church in up there.
The biggest college church. Mm-hmm. Is that Baptist or Methodist?
Methodist.
It's a Methodist church. Okay. Did all your family belong to the Methodist church?
All of them, part of them, and then I got some belongs to Mount Spring. But my family, people here, they all belong to Methodist. My son never belongs to the A&E, but that's Methodist too.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And I belong to King Chapel.
I see. But some of them do belong to another one.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what was the name of that one?
Ma'am?
What was the name of the A&E church they belong to?
I just called A&E Church. I don't know. What you call it? Bethel, don't you?
Mountain Springs. So they belong to Mountain Springs A&E, no. And you belong to King Chapel.
Yeah.
Did anyone in your family ever belong to a different church than that?
Well, I've got grandchildren. Belongs to the Holiness Church.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And she can tell you about that.
Right, right. Now, I was thinking more about in the past. When you were little, who was the minister of your church? Of King Chapel. Who was your preacher?
Oh, man, I can't hardly tell.
Okay.
I think Reverend Daniel was the first preacher we had.
Reverend Daniel?
Yes.
First one you remember?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know if he had any other job besides being a preacher? Did he do anything else?
I couldn't tell.
Okay. Do you know what kind of training he might have had to be a preacher?
No.
No, okay. What other churches were important here in Pendleton besides King's Chapel? Were there other important churches? Was the Baptist Church big here?
Oh, yeah, the Baptist Church,
yeah. Are there any, excuse me, go ahead.
I said Baptist, A&E, and the Holiness Church.
And the Holiness Church.
Five churches called the Pendleton.
Five churches in Pendleton. Okay. Does your church have a cemetery?
Oh, yeah.
Where is the cemetery located?
It's located on the north side of Lake that bridge.
The north side of Pendleton? Goes back that way? Okay. Do you remember any camp meetings when you were young?
Oh, yeah. I used to have a camp meeting myself. I used to run table. That's why I got my start at.
Oh, I see. When you say you ran tables, what was that, making food?
Oh, yeah. Cook food on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And then Sunday come, I go there by daylight and warm up.
Uh-huh.
And soul food, I had to do that because I wouldn't get nothing what I do.
Uh-huh.
Because I wouldn't give you but $2 a head, and then you had to walk 3 miles to get that.
Uh-huh.
Wash on and tend the children, wash baby clothes and everything.
Right.
And so I had to do something. When the camp meeting come, I always run the table.
Uh-huh.
And my sister and then my children helped me run.
How long would a camp meeting last? Was it a day thing or was it overnight?
Just a day and a night.
Day and a night. Mm-hmm. Okay, did people ever spend the night over?
No, Saturday, start on Saturday, and then it goes on to Sunday night.
I see. Mm-hmm. And what time of year would the camp meeting be?
Boy, you're talking about a time you had a good time then.
Was the camp meeting held in the summer?
Or the camp.
It was in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember who led the services? Do you remember any of the ministers who led the services? Or any of the people who did?
Well, some of them did. Reverend Daniel Bryan is one of them. That's my cousin.
Uh-huh.
And Reverend Thompson.
Uh-huh.
I just couldn't think of it right there.
Right.
No one, the whole lot of them, but I just can't think
right.
of it.
Right. What about when you said you ran the table and had food, what kinds of food did you serve? What were some things that you made?
Fish.
Uh-huh.
Chicken. Ice cream.
Mm.
Potato cups.
That sold real good. How much did you charge for this food? What did they have to pay you?
I just sold a sandwich, I know. 50-cent sandwich and things like that.
Hmm. Do you remember any of your older relatives talking about their camp meetings that they went to? Were they different in any way?
Mm-hmm.
Your mother or your father, did they go to camp meetings when they were young?
Oh, yeah. My dad was the head of the church.
He was?
Oh, yeah.
What church was that?
King Chapel. And they the same church where my mother and father both were.
Oh, I see.
Then they joined there when I was 15 years old.
You were 15 when you joined King Chapel?
And I've been there ever since.
And you've always gone to that church?
And I've always been to that church, and I went to my church every month. Old as I am, I pay to send them $12 or $14 every month.
That's good. You pay that much every month?
Uh-huh.
Now, did you attend any singing conventions when you were young?
I used to.
You did?
Yeah, but my sister always sang with the choir, and I would go with her.
You would both go? How often did you go to a singing convention? How many times a year were those held?
Sometimes it'd be about three times.
Three times a year? And would they be a one-day thing, or would they...
Sometimes be 2 days.
Oh.
Sometimes they stay one night, something like that.
Did they stay in people's houses?
Mm-hmm. And folks, when you go to singing, they will, different people will take you and stay there in their homes, and then come to church the next day.
I see. So these were church-related things. Yeah, people took care of you.
The old church people.
Right. What did you do in the singing conventions? Did you learn to sing notes or what? What did you do?
Well, I used to sing all the time.
Uh-huh. But when you were in the singing conventions, did you learn to sing a certain song or certain notes or what?
Yes. I had some teeth
then.
I could sing.
That's when you had your teeth.
I ain't got no teeth now. I can't do nothing.
Oh, you have teeth.
No, I ain't. I can't eat. I ain't got no sense.
Oh, my. What were some of your favorite songs? What songs did you really like to sing?
Well, my father, we used to have an organ when I was young at home.
You did have an organ?
Yeah.
How nice.
We had to get up and pray a song for him every Sunday morning, and he would have prayer with us before he carried us to church.
And you played the organ?
I raised up from the Christian folks.
Yes, ma'am. And you played the organ?
I played the organ, yes,
oh,
ma'am.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I had one when I first married, they gave it to me, and I kept it right up there.
Uh-huh.
So I got rid of it. My house was so small, I had to get rid of it after my children got a lot.
Right. Now, did you have a song you liked to play the most, or something you liked to sing? You have a favorite song?
Yes.
A gospel song, maybe? Can you tell me what it is?
What I like to sing?
Well, you don't have to sing it. You can just tell me what it is.
Sing.
Yeah, just tell me what was one of the songs you liked.
Some?
What song did you like a lot?
Well, I liked them all. I tell you one thing, I liked them all, but I'm trying Amazing Grace, what my dad always saw.
Uh-huh.
You know that one?
Yes, I am. I can't sing it for you, though, but it's a very pretty song, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, that one of his main songs.
He liked Amazing Grace.
And Near My God to Thee.
Oh, that's a beautiful one, too. Near My God to Thee. That's lovely. Any others you remember that you especially liked?
Yeah, I remember, but...
Well, that's good enough. Fine. Did you ever go to singing schools when you were young?
No, I didn't go to singing schools.
No singing schools.
But I would go to church when I get to sing on Sunday.
And you were in the choir at church, right. Okay. What did you sing? Were you a soprano?
I reckon. I had some teeth. I don't know what I was saying at the time.
Well, I guess I'm trying to say, did you have a high voice or a low voice? Did you sing high or low?
Huh?
Did you sing high or low?
Oh, I sung loud.
You sung loud. That's good. Oh, my goodness. Were there any occasions when you had white people came to your church?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Whenever we have meetings, just my men and wife come down chasing the wood color.
Right.
And then we would go to their church.
And you go to their church. That's nice. Were there any kind of groups within your church? Like, were there men's groups that were in the church? You know, like, or women's groups, women's missions groups, or anything like that? Did your church have any groups like that?
One time.
Well, when women met together, and were there groups of women that met together or groups of men?
I guess all of them. I ain't been able to go to church in 4 years.
But back when you were small.
But that's how I've been to my church since I have.
Yeah, Yvonne's been, but I'm talking about when you were small. Did you have any groups like that, like women's mission groups?
We had groups, you know, for Sunday school.
Uh-huh.
And for anything else that one of those children do.
I see.
Yeah. Every person had their group of children to teach.
Oh, I see. So you had, some of you were Sunday school teachers for your children.
Mm-hmm.
And the groups of children were taught. Okay. Fine. Did you go to school when you were little? Did you ever attend school?
went to school.
Yeah.
I got to the fifth, sixth, and promoted to the sixth grade.
You were promoted to grade six. Very good. Where did you go to school?
Right there at Oak Grove. I ain't a half a mile from where I went to school.
It was Oak Grove, and it was a log building?
A log building. John Colson was my teacher.
What was her name?
John Colson.
Oh, him. Is it a John?
John Colson was my teacher.
Oh, John Colson taught you. Was John Colson a colored man?
Yes, he
was colored. Yeah. And he was your teacher?
He had three daughters and one son.
He did. What were their names?
One of them named me. One named me, one named Lloyd, but I don't know what the boy named.
Uh-huh. And this school, was it one room? Did it have more than one room?
One big room.
One great big
log
room?
Log building.
Log.
But still, I'll get that, they tore that down later.
Uh-huh.
And built up a plank student before I come out of school.
Oh, so for a while you went to the plank school building,
yeah,
too.
I went to the last school I went to school was a plank school.
Uh-huh.
But my first school was a log school.
Yes, ma'am. Let's talk about the log school first. Did you have a little stove in there to heat the room?
Yeah, he had a little stove in there for the heaters.
Uh-huh.
They tote water and everything.
Tote water into the building?
They had paper all around in it to try to keep us warm.
Oh, they put paper around the walls to keep you warm? What did you sit on? What did you have benches to sit on or seats
made,
or what?
Made benches like this, you know. Just put some on there and some here and some right in the middle of holding up. And that's what we sit on.
Oh, I see, like logs, and then there was a piece of wood under the two ends and one in the middle. That's what you were describing with your hands. Okay, like a plank.
Yeah, a straight plank.
A straight plank mm-hmm. with three supports.
With no back to it, nothing.
No back?
No.
What did you write on? Did you have to use a slate or
a regular slate.
Uh-huh.
That's a pen.
And you had a slate pen then?
Yeah, slate. Mine got burned up.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, here in the house when the house burned?
No, the house got burned up.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Last week I burned up, my mother pitched, dad pitched, and all of them got burned up.
Mm. Now, when you had Mr. Colson as a teacher, when you first started, did he taught all the grades in the one room?
Didn't have a one room.
Right. One through six?
One room.
Yeah, and it was grades one through six? And what time did school start in the morning?
It started at 9 o'clock.
9. And what time did school end?
3.
3. And what time did you have lunch?
At 12.
12. Was it an hour lunch?
But sometimes we get out, sometimes I didn't come before we knew our lesson.
Oh, if you didn't know your lessons, you lost the lunch
time. We didn't stay in. We didn't get out.
You got punished, huh?
I mean, they punished.
They were strict, I bet.
I mean, they were. I wish they were strict now.
Yeah. How about food? What did you bring for lunch? Did you bring your lunch?
Oh, no. I lived at the schoolhouse. No, they had to get water from my mother's house.
Oh, so you could go right home for lunch. Yeah. What did your mother fix you for lunch?
What she fixed?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you what she had. She had some baked potatoes and some buttermilk.
That's what you have for lunch, huh?
When I go home.
Every day?
No, not every day. Sometimes you have bread, sometimes you have beans, plus something or another.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. But you went home. You didn't have to work because sound like the school was right at your door, so you didn't have a long walk to school or anything. Nice.
This school about 4 years and they up at the butcher's house.
Okay. Now, and they actually got water from your house for
water
the school?
From my mother's house. All
wonderful. Okay. Now tell me about the plank school. When the plank school took the place of the log school, how was it different? Was it a better school?
It was a normal school.
Warmer. You didn't have to put the paper at the walls?
The log school was plastered with mud.
Yes, ma'am.
The log school was plastered with mud. And when they put the plank school up there, you see, well, they just put it up straight and had it close.
Mm-hmm. But did you still have planks to sit on and still use a slate?
We still had a bench of planks.
Still had benches, uh-huh.
Benches of planks.
Uh-huh. And did you still have the same teacher?
Well, Mr. Colson taught us about 5 years, I guess.
So you had him?
And then after he left, the Mamie Crawford was my teacher. She lived in Pendleton.
Mamie Crawford?
Yeah.
And she was from Pendleton. Mm-hmm. Now, was Mr. Colson from Pendleton, too?
No, he's from Anderson.
He's from Anderson. Do you remember did he have any training to be a teacher?
No.
Did Mr. Colson have any training to be a teacher? Was he a high school graduate or
Oh, yeah, he's a high school student. Yes, ma'am.
Did he go on to college?
I don't know about the college, but I know he taught up until the eighth grade, ninth grade.
Then the other teacher,
Miss Manning?
Yeah, what kind of education did she have?
Well, she taught all the way through.
And did she have a high school education?
Well, she had been to college.
She'd been to college, too.
Teacher.
So both of them had been to college.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, did these teachers live at home?
Manning Cross lived in Tampa.
Uh-huh.
Coulson lived in Anderson.
Did he go home every night?
Go home every
he
night,
did.
Come home.
Okay. Did they, did your parents attend school? Did your mother or daddy ever go to a school?
My mother didn't go to no schools, I know.
Uh-huh.
She couldn't read and write, but you couldn't beat out a nickel. She held everything together when her husband and my daddy died for 26 years before she died.
Mm.
Held everything together.
She knew her money, her arithmetic, right? Okay.
She couldn't read and write.
Huh.
But she had a good head on her.
Right, right. What about your grandparents? Did they have any kind of schooling that you know of?
I don't know about that.
Uh-huh. So how many, you said you went through 5 years of school and you were promoted to sixth grade, but you didn't go to sixth grade, is that right?
I went to sixth grade.
Yes, ma'am. Why did you have to stop school? Were you needed at home to work?
We didn't get to see school. We didn't go for about three months.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I meant to ask you that. How long was it?
When you closed down.
Oh, school was only 3 months out of the year.
That's
all you had, huh?
Now, there's coming to 7-9 months school here later, but I didn't get out of
it. Yeah, yeah. So when you finished the grades that you finished, what did you do then? Did you turn to a job?
Turned to a job.
Yeah,
I married out of school.
You married out of school. How old were you when you married?
I was about 17 years old, 18.
Okay. So you were still going to school when you were 17 and was it because school was only 3 months out of the year, so you went quite a while for each grade?
1 to 3 months.
Yeah. Well, I guess what I'm trying to find out is, did it take you longer to complete each grade? Is that what
just
it was?
Just about time to get your mind on your books at school closed out.
Right. So that's why it took you a long time to get to get through the grades.
And then I had to wait, too.
And you had to wait in between.
Yeah, I had to wait.
Did the school close up because people had to go to farm or what? What?
No, when the school closed,
yes, ma'am.
She had a concert.
Oh.
They always have a little concert. Mm-hmm. And after then, the children went to the farm, went to work.
There wasn't no
television and nothing like that back then.
Right. Y'all went right to work.
No, it wasn't nothing.
Mm.
I don't know what rough or nothing. Just made a woman out there what they come up back then. Made one out of me.
You were a woman early, right?
I'm glad I was raised like I was. Of course, I wouldn't have liked to went to school more.
The schooling you
were. I'm glad I was raised away.
But you would like to have had more schooling.
Oh, yeah.
But you were raised, you said, working right away.
That's right.
Now, you got married when you were, what, 17?
I was about 17 or 18. I've done married until my 18th year.
Uh-huh. And where did you meet your husband? Where did you meet Frank Brown?
My husband lived right on this place. And I was living right out there.
He lives on this place that we're talking now,
yeah.
And you lived a little further away.
I live about a mile from here.
Over here on Cherry Street.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there anybody in your family who was the first person in your family who went to college? Do you know who
was the first person?
First person in your family who attended college.
College.
Yes, ma'am. Was any of your five children go to college? Oh, were there any of your
brothers? My children?
Yeah, were there any of your brothers and sisters go to college?
No.
Did
my sister finished high school. My baby sister.
Oh, your baby sister did finish high school.
Yeah, she finished high school.
Good, uh-huh.
But none of them went to college.
Did any of your own children go to college?
No.
Did any of your children go to college?
Isabel went to the Army. And uh-huh. I said, when he finished school here, I put him in college.
Uh-huh.
In Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yes,
that's
right.
Where my daughter was living, her and her husband.
Uh-huh.
And that's where he went to college right up there. And when he come back here, he brought a wife and a baby.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And then he went from there to the island. He never did work on the farm like the rest of our children.
Oh, I see. No. He
went to the army. That's why he went to the island. When he come out the army, he ended up in Baltimore, Maryland. That's where he is now.
So he's still in Baltimore?
Yes, ma'am.
What year were you married, Mrs. Brown? What year?
Who married?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
1912.
Okay. In what month?
I was married in 1912, you see. Okay.
That's all right. I just wondered if you knew.
I don't know what
Did your family, when you were small, did your family have any books at home?
In your grocery.
Books. You know, books to read, Bibles or anything like that.
Oh, my dad kept a Bible.
He had a Bible.
In the world, my dad had a Bible. He was a church man.
Right. And he read his Bible?
Yes.
Could he read it?
Well, ma'am.
Could he read the Bible?
Yes, ma'am. My dad could read the Bible, but my mother could never
go
to school. See, her mother died when she was 6 years old, and she never did get to go to school. But you couldn't fool her out of nothing. My dad died, and he was dead 21 years before she died. And when she died, she held everything together. Paid for everything. She told us how to buy it up.
Now, you said your father read the Bible, so he had some schooling.
Well,
how far in school did your daddy go?
I couldn't tell you. But he reads in the Bible.
But he could read the Bible.
He could read the Bible.
Good. Okay.
The Bible newspaper. Get his newspaper every day.
Oh, I was going to ask you that. You got newspapers? Which newspaper did you take in the house?
He took the Anderson.
Took the Anderson paper. Was it called the Independent Mail then, or did it have another name?
I just didn't know. I couldn't tell you.
It was another paper, maybe, huh? Did your teachers, back when you were in school, did they ever talk about black history like they do now? Did they ever tell you about any black history or history about colored people? No. Do you remember how white schools were different from your schools, from the black schools?
I don't know.
Okay, tell me how they were different.
Well, the Rochester girls, husband had to take them to school, and they brought them to school in Pembroke, and nobody be wet.
Right.
But their daddy didn't have no car.
Right.
And so my husband would carry them to school, and then he'd go up there and pick them up.
Right. And these were white children.
That's right.
And they had school probably longer, right, than you did.
Well, yeah.
Longer time of year, and better school, nicer schools.
Yeah, nice and books.
I forgot to ask you, when we were talking about your grade school, what kinds of books did you have back in your grade school?
We had the Black Speller.
The Black Speller?
Black Speller. For the first grade.
Did you have a reader of any kind?
Well, I can't tell you, it's been so long since
so
I was
long,
in
school. Do you remember any kind of educational groups back when you were small or when you were first married? Any educational groups for the schools?
Well, if I hadn't had a lunch, I couldn't help this place together. What my dad-in-law turned over to me in 1930 when he died.
What did he turn over to you?
He gave me and my husband 25 acres of land.
Wow.
And he gave the rest of the children 20 acres apiece. I never did leave, but the rest of them and their wife left went other places because they didn't want to help him, you know, for nothing.
Right.
If he asked me to do anything, but I won't do it just like if he was my dad, because
right.
I suppose he was my dad.
Right.
And so I stayed with the rest of them. So he gave me and my husband 25 acres later. We give the rest of the boys, all the rest of them, 20 acres apiece.
But did he give you each 25 acres, you 25 acres and your husband 25 acres, or 25 together?
Give me and my husband 25 together.
Right.
And me and my husband give his baby brother 4 acres off that 25.
Right.
And his other brothers gave him 2 acres off their 20 acres. And his sister gave him 2 acres off their own to make him 10 acres.
Or
his daddy willed him nothing but $1.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, he really went on the baby boy. We all went in together and gave him 10 acres of land.
Good, so he would have something.
So he had something. That's just left me and my husband 21 acres.
Uh-huh.
And then my brother-in-law, for the actual, he came in here and his wife and sold me his 20 acres of land, what he had.
Oh.
And that's why I put as much as it is. And the rest of it, even 21 acres of land, all me and my husband have together.
That's good, good.
And the other I bought it from my brother-in-law, Joe uh-huh. Brown.
Joe Brown.
That's right.
Okay. And then you farmed all these acres then, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I farmed till I get down.
Right.
And raised 26 children.
You raised 26 children?
Yes, ma'am, but there wasn't my children, one of five of mine.
Well, I know that. That's why I'm saying, who were all the other children?
I took everybody when I raised. I'm kind of my grandchildren over what I raised, you know.
Mm-hmm. You had a bunch of children then to
yeah,
take care
of. Yeah, I took outside children when they want to take a put in the office at home. I went and took them. And I took and raised them up and stayed until they get grown.
But you're a good woman, Mrs. Brown. I can see you were a really loving mother. What kind of organizations did your older relatives belong to when you were young? Did your father belong to any kind of fraternal organization?
Organization.
Yeah, was he a Mason or anything?
He was a Mason and an Odd Fellow, too.
He was both a Mason and an
Odd Fellow. Mason and Odd Fellow. Neither one buried
him. Neither one buried him?
I say neither one helped bury him.
They're the ones that do help bury him.
I say, Mason and Odd Fellow, they took him. You know, they gave them money to help bury him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, good. They gave the money to help bury him.
Yeah, my dad was a Mason and Odd Fellow, too.
How often did he meet? Was that were those meetings once a month?
What?
Were those meetings once a month?
I guess about once a month.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody belong to a burial society of any kind?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Uh-huh. What about sewing clubs? Did your mother belong to any kind of a sewing club?
No.
Uh-huh. Any other kind of club?
No. Just no such thing.
Do you remember any of the leaders of the Masons or the Odd Fellows? Do you remember the names of any of those men who were the leaders?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Oh, what were their names?
Old man Peter Webb was one of them. And Bob Johnson was one. Jim Washington was one. Jim Washington, that was my uncle.
Jim who? Jim Washington?
Jim Washington, yeah. That was my uncle.
So it's Peter Webb and Jim Watkins, and who was the other one?
Bob Johnson.
Bob Johnson. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. And they were the leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when, if these groups did anything for the community? Did they do anything good for the community? The Masons and the Odd Fellows?
I never known them do nothing wrong.
Well, you know, didn't do anything wrong, but I mean, did they do anything to help the community
in
any way?
They
helped
each other.
Helped each other. Oh, good. Okay.
Helped each other.
Do you know if any members of your family voted in the 19th century? The century that you were born in the 1800s, did anybody vote back then?
Okay.
Okay. Did you ever hear any of your members of your family talk about voting at all? Did they ever mention voting?
I hear my mother talk about things, but I didn't pay no attention to it.
Do you remember who the first family member was to vote? Do you know the first person in your family was who voted?
The first person?
Yeah, first person.
In my family?
In your family.
First person I found was my sister.
Your sister. Was that Mary?
Mary Cummings.
Mary Cummings was the first one that you know of that voted in your family.
That's the first person in my family.
Do you know who she voted for? Was she a Democrat or Republican or what?
Oh, no. She waited by the day. She was married
uh-huh.
to Robert Cummings, and she never did take a farm.
She didn't take a farm?
No, she went to garden and things like that because they didn't have any children.
Oh, they had no children.
No. Uh-huh.
You don't remember how she voted? Was she a Democrat or?
No.
You don't remember which way she voted or anything? That's okay. Do you know if any of your ancestors were free before the Civil War? Before the Civil War and the Emancipation Proclamation, were any of the people in your family free already? Do you know?
Okay.
When
that Civil War
was? 1860 to 65.
That's supposed to be the time when my boy came in. I reckon.
Oh, well, that would be, no, this is, we're talking about the 1800s, mm-hmm. okay? Once the war was over, do you know of any difference that there was between black people who had been slaves and those who were free? Did you ever hear about that?
No, I can't remember nobody slave. I hear my dad talk about it.
Right. I didn't know if he said anything.
No.
Okay. Did your older relatives tell you anything about the way white people treated black people?
Yes.
What'd they say?
Well, you've never seen them wanting to.
The white people did what they wanted to.
They would come ahead and do what they say do.
I see. That's what you heard, right? Yeah. Okay, and that was probably true too. Did your older relatives ever warn you about? Did they ever warn you about white people?
Well, it bothered me about no white people.
They didn't warn you or say anything.
I don't bother with no more white farmers. Get my money and come home.
That's what you would
do. Now, never said a word to me in their life all the time. I read through all hours of night, all hours of day when they come pick me up to work. And I said, you stay in your place, nobody ain't gonna say nothing to you.
Mm.
And I kept myself in a place.
And so you didn't run into any arguments or hard feelings or anything? Did they ever tell you to be careful around white people or anything like that?
Say what?
Ever tell you to be careful around white people?
Well, my mother always told me that.
Uh-huh.
Told me to be careful what I say, what I do. That's where I got my teaching from, my mother.
Your mother, you felt she taught you everything.
Yeah.
Right. So you feel that